Hi, everybody. This is Lala Wu, one of the co-founders of the Sister District Project. Thanks so much for joining us for our phone banking training, and thanks for volunteering to make some calls in support of our campaigns. We here at the Sister District Project have worked carefully to choose candidates who are really change makers and who, with a little extra push, can win their elections and help to fight to solve some of the biggest issues facing our country today. Just to back it up to some basic principles, when more people vote, Democrats win. And it's as simple as that. So, by making these calls, you're really doing your part to increase voter turnout and participation. If you're a new or inexperienced phone banker, have no fear. The process is really simple and requires only for you to be yourself. The goal of these calls is to increase the name recognition of the candidate, raise awareness of the election and its importance, and to identify potential supporters and volunteers. So, once you familiarize yourself with the candidate that you're calling for and the biggest issues that they care about, you can start calling. You're going to be provided a script that lays out the general framework of the conversations you'll be having and the questions that the campaigns hope to have answered by the voters. Keep in mind that this script is merely a baseline, and so the more personal you can make it, the more conversational the tone, the more effective your calls will be. There's been a lot of studies done to this effect that say that the personalized messages that are really delivered in a more conversational manner over the phone may be as effective as door-to-door canvassing and much more effective than robocalls made by a machine, which are really ineffective and inefficient. So, keep this in mind as you think about engaging the voter on the other end of the line, showing them that you're really, a human just like they are and not just reading a script. So, the manner of the delivery of the message can be just as important as the message itself. A dynamic interaction of authentic person-to-person contact is one of the most important factors in determining whether all of our efforts here at Sister District, as well as the campaigns and other volunteers all over working on this race, will be successful in mobilizing voters and getting them out to the polls. So, before you make the first call, take a second to think about what issues are motivating you to make calls today. Is it protecting the environment, education, healthcare, immigration? And what is it about this candidate that stands out to you? Another note is that the people that you're going to be calling have been identified as likely to support the candidate and Democrats. So you can expect that the reception will generally be friendly. Of course, sometimes people will be unfriendly, and don't worry about it. You're still being really helpful in going through the list for the campaigns and, just move on. No need to take it personally. And also, just to keep in mind in terms of expectations, that more often than not, nobody will answer the phone. And it depends on the campaign's different style or tactic at that time. Sometimes you'll be asked to leave a message, but often there's no need to leave a message, and there's plenty of opportunities to try again. Sometimes it'll be the wrong number, and this is important to note wherever it says so in the form for you to fill out. And this really helps us to clean up our list so we don't spend time calling this number back in the future. And again, like I said, if people are rude, no problem. Just be polite and simply move on. And when you do find that caller that's willing to chat with you, this is the most fun part, of course. And just, tell them why this matters to you and go ahead and be yourself and be authentic. And please encourage them to support the candidate using the script that the campaign has provided. So I'll just leave you with a few closing thoughts that in this current political climate, the stakes are incredibly, incredibly high. There's a tremendous amount of money being spent to prevent people from voting, to prevent people from standing up to participate in democracy, and to prevent the basic functions of government. So it's really true when we say that every single vote counts, and we need everybody who's willing and able to stand up and fight to bring the hope we change, we, the change we hope to see. So thank you so much for tuning in, spending a little time learning about phone banking, and congratulations for stepping up to do your part. We're so excited for you to be here and to be part of the Sister District Project. Don't ever hesitate to reach out to us if you have any questions. You can reach out with phone bank questions to phonebank@sisterdistrict.com, and we're always here to help. So thanks again so much. Happy calling, and let's win some elections in November.